some chaps gets the fat, and some chaps gets the lean when they start on their journey through life. Some makes pots of money by being hem peas, and some gets it by taking a wife. Some learns a good trade, such as dustman or sweep, which the same I'd have done if I'd known. But the special profession I've drifted in now is minding a hole in the road. As a rule, it's a nice, quiet, comfortable job, but there's times when I've hated the work. For instance, I once had to go Christmas Day on a job which I tried hard to shirk. I minded that hole, sir, the old blessed day, till me dinner and tea time had gone. And my Christmas dinner, if any was left, I should have when relieved later on. At home, we'd some friends and we'd got a big goose and I'd ordered half ton of coal. Yet here was I sitting at 7 p.m. a-shivering in front of me hole. And I thought of them all making merry at home, stuffed with goose from their heads to their toes. They just about leave me a cut off the beak for the end of the parson's nose. And I sat quite despondent and dozed half asleep. I was feeling quite happy and sure, when from one of the big houses just on me right, a swell flunky steps out through the door. He comes straight to me and he says with a bar, which made his gold lace gleam and shine,
"The Countess's compliments, and as you're alone, shall be pleased if you'll step in and dine."
Well, I nearly dropped to the ground with surprise, but it wasn't a safe thing to do. What if some thieves come and pinched a great heap of them stones, or hopped off with a drain pipe or two? Then I thought of the Countess's kindness of heart, as she'd thought of me lonely outside. So I scraped the clay off me boots with a spade and I follows the flunky inside. And there sat the Countess all merry and bright, with diamonds and jewels all aglow, in a silk dress which must have cost nigh 20 quid, though there wasn't much of it, you know. Her husband, the Viscount, was there at her side, while the waiters flew round with a whiz. And in half a jiff, I was set down with him, a heating hand, shifting the fizz. The Viscount, he drank to my jolly good health, as he took from his wine glass a pull. I only just nodded, I couldn't say much, for me mouth, like me heart, was too full. When we'd finished, us gents put on a cigar, and the perfume was simply sublime. By the bands what was on them, well, I guarantee they must have cost fourpence a time. Then the ladies, they starts playing Kiss in the Ring, and the Countess enjoyed the game too. When she gets in the ring, she just turns straight to me and she says,
"Oh, Mr. Nobbs, I'll have you."
I didn't know which was me head or me heels. It was like being in fairyland. Well, I threw down me smoke and I wiped me moustache just like this with the back of me hand. She put up her lips looking saucy and sweet and I dashed it towards her eyes stole. I bent forward and then, well, I woke up just in time or I might have fell clean down the hole.